I worked on mainly on Spitfires, which were renamed Seafires once they'd been adapted with a hook for deck landings. That was my main job. I was regarded as a specialist in fighter weapons. And I did tell you that in the thing, but I've got, I'll show you my papers, my discharge papers and my efficiency papers. I was regarded as a specialist in fighter weapons, fighter defence weapons. But I also worked on torpedo bomber reconnaissance, and then that, in torpedo bomber reconnaissance, I had the Swordfish, the Barracuda, which we call the Flying Christmas Tree because it had so many little bits sticking out of it all over the place. And the American Avenger, which was a fighter bomber, which was armed rather like a flying fortress. I remember it had about 4.5 coats in each wing, a small turret with a 0.5 coat as the turret gun, and a 303 sticking out of the tail, a 303 Browning, you know. And we used to think, gracious me, it never get off the ground with all the armour, let alone when it gets the crew aboard. But it was rather overarmed, we felt, but there you are.